This goes to Cora Pavlik, P A V like Victor, L I K, F like Frank, N like November, P like Practice. Fax 989-842-1110. Regarding Veronica Norris, N like November, O R R I S. Date of birth is 9/13/1934. Dear Cora, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Mrs. Norris with stage 3A chronic kidney disease and hypertension. Her last visit was December 16th of 2024. Since that time, she did have her back surgery in Marshall, Michigan by Dr. Spencer, S-P-E-N-C-E-R. That wasn't as helpful as she thought it would be. And then she had to have a right total hip replacement in April of this year. But following the back surgery, she developed infection and then was placed on Cipro and doxycycline for the infection. And she developed severe vomiting when she was taking both of those medications. And it led to severe dehydration, and she was admitted to Elma Hospital in acute renal failure due to the extent of the severe dehydration. She states that she does not want to have dialysis, so the kidney function was able to improve with hydration and with the cessation of those two antibiotics, which she does not tolerate in oral fashion. She's currently feeling better. She is not using any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. She's tapering off of her oxycodone, and now she's down to just one daily of the 5-milligram oxycodone. And she's hoping that she will just continue to have less pain as time goes on. Currently, she denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No bowel changes, blood or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. No dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No peripheral edema. Medications, I want to highlight Norvasc 5 milligram daily, Losartan 100 milligram daily, hydrochlorothiazide 12.5 milligram daily, and pain med was already mentioned, amitriptyline 25 milligram daily at bedtime. Physical exam, weight 141 pounds, pulse is 90, and blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff, was 120 over 60. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, and no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done June 10th, 2025. Creatinine was markedly improved down to 0.92. Estimated GFR is 59. Albumin 4.3, calcium 9.2, sodium 136, potassium 4.2, carbon dioxide 27, phosphorus 3.9, hemoglobin 11.9 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with markedly improved creatinine levels. I would like her to continue getting labs every 3 months, so the next labs will be done in September. 2, hypertension, that's well controlled currently. And 3, chronic low back pain. She's weaning off the narcotic analgesia and understands that she should not use any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. And the patient requested to have a follow-up visit within the next 12 months unless lab studies show worsening of renal function, and then we would check her sooner. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.